Cameron, what are you going for?
Yeah, I'll do it quickly. I'm going to run a bank or two before in the last 2 months. They pulled back nicely, 15% about. APSA came out with their trading statement again today. I think 9 rand something, 9 rand 20 or 9 rand 30 for the 6 months. It's close to 19 rand full year. It's a 6.3 P multiple. So the impairments were made too much, like we thought it would be. I just think those banks are going to be less affected than what people did expected before. It's price to book is probably the cheapest it's been, even cheaper than 2008, or close to that level now, but after it's doubled already. But I think there's an easy 30% to be made in the next 18 months in most South African banks. And I think APSA is correctly positioned for that. They actually got better growth prospects on earnings than most in the next 2 years.
Yeah. Okay, great. And then Chantal, you hinted at a retailer. So which one is it?
Yes, so my stock pick tonight is ShopRite. I don't think the stock looks terribly expensive at all. They will benefit from higher soft commodity prices because they'll actually be able to squeeze some of the food producers and get some decent margin from increased food inflation. They've invested heavily in their distribution network, and that's starting to filter through to the gross margin. They're gaining market share, particularly in the high income kind of bracket with Checkers. And I actually think there's a little bit of something technical, some technical support there as well. I'm a long-term investor, but when the technicals also say a thing looks good, and I think a thing looks good, I generally like it even better.
Okay. Well, how could one not buy ShopRite now? Gerbrand, Chantal, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Nice to chat to you both. Gerbrand Smit is from NEFG Fund Managers. Chantal Marx is from FNB Wealth and Investments. And I'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.